Blue Apron, Big Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club.
This gentleman, I haven't seen him in so long. I'm glad he's on the podcast. He's a super funny comedian. You may have seen him on the Fresh Off the Bloat tour with Margaret Cho. This is Rocco Stowe.
Excited. Thank you for having me again. I mean, it's good. Thank you. Hey. What? Check right. One, two. Can you hear me?
All right, and our next guest. I'm a little jealous because my boyfriend was really excited that she's going to be on, a little too excited, but she is an actress and a comedian, regular at the Comedy Store. She's known for her roles on Fox's 24. You may have seen her on HBO, Mr. Show, Dude Drove Your Car, Punch Drunk Love, Night School. She toured last year with Roy Armerson. She does it all. This is Mary Lynn Reister.
Hey, hi guys. Happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. Are you guys doing okay? Everything is good? It's been kind of crazy.
I mean, I wish I could reach out and touch you, but, you know, I'll take it. I'll take the Zoom.
Yeah. Are you going to hug me when I see you?
I think so.
Fuck. I'm going to hug you.
But we were just talking about that I don't think things are going to go back to even close to normal. I don't know. I don't want to not hug, but yeah, it's like my mindset is don't even shake hands right now. But on the other hand, like once we're back to normal, I don't know. There isn't a normal anymore.
So you guys ever see Demolition Man when he's making love with the virtual thing? That's what it's going to be like. Right? Remember that? Was like,
we're here. It's the singularity. Ooh, I like your robot noises.
Oh, thanks.
Your transition is going to go well when you become a humanoid.
All right, let's do it now. Marilyn, it's your second time on the podcast. And by the way, we have our on-air producer, Mr. Michael Evans, who will be writing down the stories. And then at the end of the podcast, he will be doing a recap. And then we will do a vote. I'm sure some people will be popping it in and out. And they will also vote with us. So how about if Rocco goes first?
Okay. All right. So I got tricked into doing naked yoga.
Tricked? You got tricked into it? Come on,
I wasn't really tricked. I thought there was going to be like some really like fine ass women there at naked yoga, and so I got there like it was in Toluca Lake, and I got there like mad early, like way early, and I'm stretching in the back and I'm trying to get everything ready, and I didn't know what to wear. Like at first I was actually trying to pick out an outfit, but like it's naked yoga.
Whoa.
So I spent all this time picking out an outfit, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna be naked anyway, right? So I go in the back, and then like all these guys come in, and they're like nobody's like, I mean, I don't have anything about people that are out of shape, but like nobody's in shape. Like everybody's like, you know, pimples on the back and hair everywhere. And then I go out to the studio and I start doing the, you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm here. Just do it. You know? So how much time do I got for this story anyway?
2 to 3 minutes.
Okay. So I got to get to the, you know, so I'm doing the, I get in the, you know, then we, there's like no like hot chicks. I mean, you know, it's all like, you know, people that are, you know, it's mostly men and like three girls that, I don't know, it looks like they've been coming to naked yoga for years, you know, and like not had any benefits.
Well, so I'm doing the naked yoga. Got to get that sun in our butt too, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. But it was indoors. Yeah. It was like indoor naked yoga at a like a facility. So then my balls, like, I didn't realize my balls are like flopping, man. Like, they're just kind of like one of those, you know, those, from the Game of Thrones, what are those weapons?
I don't know, the ball in the end.
Yeah.
Mace. So it's a mace.
Yeah, mace. My balls have turned into a mace. Like, I didn't realize it, you know? And so then I do the Warrior Two. I come up, you know, rise up, do the Warrior Two, right? And then my nuts are, like, smacking on the inside of my calf. And I'm like, man, this is dangerous. This is dangerous, naked yoga. So then we go back to downward dog. We finished we try to do a vinyasa, but you got to come like on your nuts. Like you basically got to roll your nut, like on your nuts. So it's not made for men.
You just said you have to come on your nuts.
yeah, you gotta like pardon the pun, but you gotta like lower and control, but then you know what I mean? And then you go up dog and you just kind of like, your balls just kind of like scrape like on the, anyway. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to do it. I'm modifying it. And I'm like, I gotta get out of here. And everybody's real close and they're sweating on it. It's nasty. And then, but then the guy comes to adjust me and he's naked too, you know? And I'm like, please don't adjust me. Please don't adjust me. Please, you know, he's coming over. And then next thing you know, I'm like, no, you know, that scene in the movie, like, no. And then he goes to adjust me, like gets on my back. And then it's like, balls are like sitting on my back, kind of, you know what I'm saying? And I just couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yeah, we felt that.
I just couldn't wait to get out of there. It was like a sponge. Have you ever had a ball on your back?
Yeah.
Wow.
When you get, I guess you get a massage.
I've never consciously thought there's some balls on my back. So how, like, he must.
So that was it. I just finished the class. It was like $35. It was like $35. I paid it, and that was it. I left. I never went back.
Worth it. That's worth $35.
I mean, it was a good story, I guess. But that
was... was this guy a fit instructor? Was he handsome?
No. Nobody was. He looked more like a Kundalini guy. You know, like.
Who is Kundalini?
Kundalini is that yoga where they just go. And like, I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, are you guys working out? Are you breathing? Are you throwing your back out? It looks like they're trying to throw their back out with their breath, basically. Yeah.
All right. Well, did you, would you say that you guys had the same size balls?
I don't know. I didn't look. I never weighed them. I wasn't like waiting. Okay. Six 6 ounces, you know. Okay.
I feel like if there were balls on my back, though, I'd be able to go, those are bigger than my balls, or those are not bigger than my back. You can tell.
I don't know. It's kind of shocking, dude. Have you ever had balls on your back?
Those are thoughts you have in your 20s.
Yeah. Went to college. That's like a college guy thing, right? Like a white guy.
Yeah, dude, plenty of balls on my back, bro, for
dude,
sure.
Dude, come on. You want to be in the fraternity, dude?
Yeah, dude, and I was in, believe me.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She's confused.
You're
confused.
You're in the balls on your back?
It means I've had a round or two of balls on my back.
All right. There you go. Any questions? And you guys can ask each other questions, too. So does anybody have any questions on the stories? Things that weren't made clear?
Do you undress, like, in the classroom or before?
No, there's a locker room in the back. It's like it seems pretty legit at first because you go in, there's a locker room, you get a locker, and you know, everybody's just getting dressed like they're going to a yoga class. Everybody's like really like locked in, like serious.
But this is like a sex ring. It's not really a yoga.
It's not a sex ring. No, it's actually naked yoga. You can Google it. Beluga Lake naked yoga.
But do you think anybody from class hooked up?
I don't know, man. I was like so. It's just like, I'm sure they do. I think it was, I don't know. I think maybe a lot of bisexual people there, probably. Because there's only like 3 women.
You know, when I go on dating sites, and whenever someone says they're into like Kundalini or whatever kind of yoga, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's weird. It's usually like beards and like a lot of hair. Like that guy was very hairy.
Yeah. All right. Ugh. Really, when his balls were on your back, could you feel the little hairs?
No. I was too busy, like, going, oh, my God, how much longer is his balls going to be in my back kind of thing, you know? Okay. I was like, please, no. Because he was adjusting my upper shoulders, actually. He was kind of like, he was actually pulling my traps out and pressing. It actually felt kind of good. You know what I mean?
You didn't mention that.
I couldn't really enjoy it because the you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like they were sitting on there. It was like they just kept like kind of like one of those, you know, like a duster. It was like a dusty.
So did he come up from behind?
He started from the side. I caught him at the periphery. You know what I mean?
Did he know you caught him? Because that's he knew he was.
I think he read my mind because I was probably the only guy that didn't want to be touched. You know what I mean? I think everybody else is kind of like, you know, Oh, yeah, that was the one thing in the locker room afterward. The guy's like, dude, you got like 3 touches, man. I didn't get any. Like, I was like, what does that mean? That's like a thing in yoga? Like, you get touches? I don't know.
Get touches.
Fair enough. That's a great first story because this is a podcast, but it's also a game. Marilyn, your turn.
Oh, boy. Okay. We had this dog named Ginger. She's no longer with us, not to try to win sympathy votes, but she was a French Briard. Does anybody know that breed?
French Briard?
A French Briard. It's a big, like a herder dog, under 100 pounds, big long legs, kind of like sheepdog-ish. Really sweet, like you can train them to be guard dogs or police dogs, but you know, ours was like a big pussy and just, you know, by our side, so sweet. But I kind of, we forgot that she's like, I was with my husband and my son at the time at this park in Woodland Hills. And we let her off leash because she's just like so sweet and she loves to run. And we forget that she has this nature. She's a big dog and she's a herder. So this kid was it a bike or a scooter? He was on his scooter and his dad was there. This kid was probably like 12, I would say. And our dog was just like frolicking, like so happy. And just like, you thought she was gonna run past him and she ran up to him and was like, just kind of like bit him in the thigh. Now I know that you know, as a dog owner, I'm like, oh, she didn't mean it. And I got it from my neighbor who bred, it was like her dog's daughter. And, you know, one time she's like, oh, Ginger could kill someone if she wanted to. So like knowing the dog could kill someone, but she basically was like, stop moving. Like I need to control you. I need to herd you. But she did it by nipping at the freaking kid's thigh. And it was like complete nightmare. The dad was like, what the fuck? And we go up, my husband and my kid and I, and you know, I'm immediately like so guilty, like, oh my God, like just like opening myself up, like, what are we gonna do? Just like, this is it, it's over, like freaking out, right? You have to like be accommodating to this person when that happens. There's no explaining it. There's no excusing it, right? And so my husband whispers to me, the guy's like, oh no, cause I'm with the dog and my husband's talking to him and I'm like farther away. And then he walks over to me, my husband, and goes, okay, go. I told him you're going to take the dog to the car. He goes, get the car running. Take Val, it's my son, take him with you. Get the car running. And when I come up, be ready. I don't know what he said to the guy. Like, he must have told the guy. And I'm like, this is like, I haven't said this out loud. This is a bit of a shameful story, but I stand behind it 100%. He goes, when I get up there, or like, I don't know what he said to the guy. And next thing I know, my husband's running up to the car, hops in, and we just freaking take away and like, don't address it and don't take any responsibility for it. The end.
So that guy didn't recognize you at all?
No. I know, it happens. It's crazy. I'm an international superstar. Can
you believe? So when you guys drove off, after like the initial, get the fuck out of here, were you guys laughing? Like,
yeah, it was like laughing, but horrified. I mean, like, I know we're supposed to take responsibility. I know it was the right thing to do, but I also was like, I don't want to be sued by this guy. I don't want to have to put my dog down. Like, I know the kid is like, it may have broken the skin a little bit. Like, it was like a little puncture. But we were like, we're out of here. If we stay there any longer, like, it's over. Like, we're sued, our dog's dead, like, we're out of here. Like, you know, we made sure like the kid was okay. It wasn't like a nightmare situation. It was just like, all right, he got nipped. Bye-bye.
And there was no, like, cat or something that came and saved the day?
No, dude. My dog was like, your movement, I can't have that. Stop.
I'm just, it reminded me of that video where the pit bull came and attacked the kid on the bike, but then this cat came from the house outside and went and boom, hit the pit bull, and the pit bull ran away.
Oh, that's good. Freaking cats.
So did the kitten have pants on?
Shorts.
Shorts.
And it was the thigh. Did he have short shorts on, or?
Did you say a thong?
It's a thigh.
He had a thong and shorts, and he was wearing a garter, so.
How old do you think the kid was?
Like 11 or 12.
Hmm. Too old to be freaking out how they were freaking out.
Yeah, right? It wasn't like a toddler.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm with you. Drive away. Never to be seen again, dude. Fuck those people.
I just don't see Mary Lynn being this, nonchalant. She's very caring. She's a very lovely person.
People break bad sometimes, Jess.
People break bad sometimes.
All right, Rocco, what do you think of this story?
I don't know. I was coming in and out. It was kind of dragging along a little bit.
Are you critiquing my storytelling style or just?
No. It was just like you're like the dog was a nice dog, but then he wasn't a nice dog, but he could be a guard dog, but he's from Spain. And then I was like, what's going on?
The dog used to be a cop.
I was actually trying to picture what kind of dog this is. What kind of dog?
Oh my God, look it up. It's a French Briard. They're so cute.
I never even heard of that.
They ride bicycles. There's one, like a famous one that rides a bicycle. Yeah, a French Briard.
Maybe he just wanted to get on that kid's bicycle.
Hey,
oh, good point. Felicia, good point.
You never know. All right. Sometimes the simplest stories are the best stories because, like I said, this is a game besides
a
podcast.
That's not very simple, though. That's like her dog bit a kid. They ran off and had a getaway plan to get in the car.
Dude, sometimes you got to get away, man. I get it. What do you want to fucking – you got to lose your time to lose your pet because he was doing his natural instinct shit. The kid's 12. He's fine. If he's riding a bike, he can get bit by a dog.
I love that you have my back on this.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
All right, let's move on to Rocco's second story.
Okay. So since the pandemic hit, you know, I've been spending a lot of time at home. And I don't mean to make this like a cock and balls type of storytelling
yes,
thing.
Yes, you do.
But it's coming out that way. Pardon the pun. I mean, so I'm playing with my Brajol, which is Italian for your, because if you ever seen a Brajol, you know what a Brajol is, Mary?
No.
I'm going to do what you didn't do. You got to describe, you didn't describe the dog.
Yeah.
So I'm making sure, it's a thin piece of veal or steak, you beat it really thin.
Okay.
You roll it up, you tie it with a knife, put garlic, parsley, olive oil in there, some chives, you know what I mean? And you throw it in the red gravy or the sauce. And then you cook it, slow cook it. Delicious. But it looks like an uncircumcised peanut, if you ever seen it. So we call it the old Brajol. So I'm playing with the old Brajol, and I'm like, I'm touching the top of it, right? And it's like a speed bump on there. You know what I mean? And it's like I'm pushing on it. It's like a pellet in there. It's like a pellet, like a little ball, like a BB stuck in the top of the Brajol, under the skin.
Rocco, my apologies. Are you talking about your penis or a cut of meat?
No, I'm talking about my penis.
Okay.
I explained that already. I said we call it the Brajol because it looks like this meat and it rolls up and then, you know what I mean? Pay attention.
I'm with you, Rocco. I'm with you, dog.
Thank you. You know what I'm talking about.
The old Brajol.
The old Brajol. So I'm feeling it. I'm like, oh, my God, this thing's it. So I call one of my gay friends up because I can't tell my straight friends. They judge you too much. You know what I mean? So I hit my friend Simon up on the IG. I'm like, Simon, I got this, like, thing. And he's like, well, you might want to get it checked out. It's probably like a cyst or something. So I'm a veteran, so I go to the VA. and I'm sitting there all day, and they're looking at it, and they're like, all right, we got to get you in for surgery. But if you know anything about the VA, you don't want them working on the old Brajol. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they'll use a blender to get that thing out. You know, like, you'll come out with a different Brajol. You'll have, like, an Eskimo uncircumcised Brajol by the time it's done. You know what I mean? Like, it won't be yours. Who knows? You don't want to take a chance.
You took out my tonsils. I'm fine, I think.
Tonsils is one thing, but not the old Brajol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous. So I hit my friend Simon up. I'm like, Simon, I don't know what to do. My old Brajol's got a pellet in it. So he's like, look, I have one in my nutsack. It's not a big deal. They do a little incision. They zip it right out. Go on. And the VA is like, just leave it in there. That's what they're telling me. Just leave it in. It's fine. Like, I'm like, I want it out. You know, it's like, you know, it's uncomfortable. So.
Naked yoga. So I don't want to have.
Yeah, I might be doing naked yoga again. I don't want them judging me, you know? You know? So I make an appointment. Simon works for a plastic surgeon because I'm like, I better do this professionally. And I'm thinking it's going to be an easy procedure. He makes an appointment for me. I go to Beverly Hills. I go in. Everybody's looking at my Brajol. They're all touching it. And then, but none of them are doctors. Like, I'm like, well, who's going to work on it? They're like, not us. I'm like, well, then why are you guys looking at it for? You know? It's some kind of, like, what are you studying to be a penologist? You know what I mean? So the guy comes in. You know, he seems very nice. He's like, well, we're going to numb it up. It's going to be fine. He sticks a needle right in the thing, like right in the middle. It's like right in the middle of the shaft, like a giant. You know what I mean? Just shoots it right in there. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to pass out. You know what I'm saying? And then he goes, give it about 20 minutes. You won't feel nothing. Now I'm getting nervous. Like, I don't want to never be able to, like, feel my Brajol again. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a big deal for me. So it's like, doc, you know, I'm Italian. Like, this is a big deal, the old Brajol. You know what I mean? Like, I need this thing. Right. It's all I got right now. You know what I mean? I got nothing, you know? And so he said, don't worry. Don't worry. I got you, blah, blah, blah. So he comes in. Like, an hour later, I'm sitting there with the Brajol out. And he starts, he gets these scissors, like a tweezer. And he starts going in and starts, like, trying to yank. I'm thinking it's going to be an easy procedure. And he's, like, pulling that thing like he's trying to pull a fish, like, out of the, you know what I mean? Like a tuna, like a, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like gristle. It feels like there's gristle coming out of there, right? I'm sweating. I'm like, you got it yet? And then he grabs another tool that's bigger. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, I couldn't get it with that. I got to bring in the big guns, he said. So he sticks the thumb up. Oh, my God. And then he starts yanking it, like, you know, and he still can't get it. And then he goes in with a bigger one. Like, it looked like a, you know, like a, what do you call that? You know, there's things, you know, you pull them out. You can pull the toys out with. So he goes in, he tries to pull out. And I'm like, did you get it? He's like, are you all right? I'm like, no, I'm not all right. Why would you ask me that? And so after it all happened, he goes, I think I got it. I go, what do you mean you think you got it? He goes, well, it's gone. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I must have popped it. I go, what do you mean you popped it? Did you get it out or not? And I look at it, I just say, I stand up and my Brajol's hanging out. I almost passed out, right? I said, look, I'm going to pass out. So I get back in the chair, and he goes to put a smelling salt up. I didn't know. I thought, but I was like dizzy because he's yanking on the old Brajol. You know what I mean? So I thought it was a Listerine strip. So I tried to eat the smelling salt, you know. But he's like, no, don't eat that. It's a smelling salt. So then he hit me with the thing, and then you know, that was it. I think it's good to go. I can show you guys after, you know.
I think somebody's been watching too much Dr. Pimple Popper.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I actually asked her if she'll do it, and she said no. She doesn't do the Brajol.
She's a cat.
Oh, actually, what happened was, I said, Dr. Pimple Popper, I texted her because we're friends. I said, listen, I got a pellet on my Brajol. I said, if you remove it for free, I'll do it on camera. She goes, cool. Is you want to do it next month? I said, yeah. She goes, send me a picture. And she goes, oh, I didn't know it was the dick, you know? I'm like, what do you think the Brajol means? She's like, she goes, I thought it was a fancy medical term that I didn't even know, you know? And I didn't want to sound stupid. Like, I didn't know that medical term because I'm a doctor. She thought the Brajol was a medical term that was like Latin or something. You know what I mean? He thought I was like on another level of Latin.
If you do watch that, you know that if it pops and it doesn't come out in the full sack, it's a good chance it's going to come back if you watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And they told me that they'll remove it for free if I have.
You said you're friends with Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, I'm friends with her. We did a cooking show together.
The first person you called was Simon, or whatever your friend's name is.
Yeah, I called him first. But well, before that, I called Pimple Popper. I text her.
You know what I love? That when you get questioned on something, you just keep going and going and going.
I've been arrested before. You know?
Is that a sign of telling the truth, or is that a sign of lying? And why? And I don't get the red herring of saying, "Oh, it's I'm sorry, it's a cock and bull story," and then this whole thing about explaining what a brajol is, and then when you're just talking about your dick. Like, why do you call, you know what I mean? Like, it seems
like.
And
you, like, talk to the doc, then the doctor's like, I didn't know what you were talking about because you refuse to say, like, penis. You have to say
brajol. Penis sounds weird. It sounds like I'm not being abused.
Everyone should say brajol.
No, I say brajol.
I say brajol even in the most sexual of situations.
Okay. Yeah, see? He gets it.
Michael,
he gets it.
Can you do that for us now? Give us an example.
Yeah, oh, isn't this some sensational brajol?
That's not how you say it. Don't, you know what? Don't say brajol, because when you say it, it hurts your ears. Stop saying it. Stop saying it.
Stop saying it.
I'm having ear damage.
What were you saying?
That's just like if you're Norwegian, you can use the Norwegian term for, you know, the penis. It's more endearing. It's insane penis. I feel like I'm in health class. You know.
Right.
You know, a penis.
Mary Lynn, uncomfortable.
What?
Are you uncomfortable, Mary Lynn?
No, I just have a dog on one side and a cat on the other. I was making room.
Is it the Breland dog?
No, this is a, that one's dead. This one is a.
Aww, like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Like a little baby.
And then what about this one?
Oh, I watched a documentary on Westminster.
I'm highly allergic.
Well, this is a crazy story. You reminded me of like when Chris Rock tells a bit and he always repeats the setup. You ever notice that about Chris Rock?
Totally.
That's what you were doing with the brajol. So I'm going to, I feel like this one's a lie. The old brajol.
On Facebook?
It's brajol. It's not brajol. Okay. Brajol. Brajol. It's actually pronounced brajole. Brajole.
Well, on Facebook, they're all like, brajol, 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 we get it.
Okay.
Are they like that?
Your hair looks wonderful, Jessica, by the way. Okay. I love it.
Damn, I was going to say it. Oh.
Brajol.
Brajol. No, you don't say it. You're done. No, you're retired. Michael, you're done. All right, you're gonna,
I'm done.
I'm going to have to come up with a different name for it. The old cannoli.
Yeah, why didn't you pick cannoli? I would have got that immediately.
Sorry, I didn't cater my verbiage towards you. My vernacular. Sorry, I need to work on my vernacular.
Felicia, I have to admit, I thought he was talking about the meat, too, for a while.
Right? Me?
Because there was also a lengthy description, which I appreciated, of the meat.
Well, I'm trying to make up for your lack of descripting of the dog. Like, you, like your lack of...
You're trying to make up for my lack of describing
it.
Yeah.
I think he's a gaslighter, that Rocco.
Ooh, yeah,
I don't even know what that means. I've never been gaslit. A gaslighter?
Yeah, you know.
Gas lamping?
When you say something to someone like blah, 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 and then they kind of turn it like, what?
I thought that was gas lamping.
Gaslighting?
Lamping, I thought.
No.
I thought it was brajule.
I thought gas lamping meant vagina.
Oh. Why is it called gaslighting? It doesn't make any sense.
Because there was a movie called Gaslight, right? Wasn't there a movie?
What's the origin of it?
Just to slowly turn on the gas and to make you go crazy or something.
That makes sense. When something you turn the gas on, you get all lightheaded.
Maybe, right?
Anyone?
Anyone?
That's how they used to get rid of their spouses and husbands and stuff in the 40s and 50s. They'd turn the stove on.
Or they
like, hey, oh, they're like, I don't know what happened to Harry.
Yeah. Or they would put him in insane asylums. Can you imagine how freeing that must have been? You don't like your wife, you fucking pack her off. All right.
I really hope my yoga teacher isn't here. I'm never going to have a job again.
That's not so. And then?
The naked yoga guy.
All right, let's move on from the bald.
I apologize for saying all that ball stuff, too, in front of Joel.
But I'm surprised you're okay and comfortable with saying balls, but not penis.
Ew, stop penis. Saying that. Oh.
Okay.
It's right. Sad. I don't like...
Your turn.
You ever see those movies where they're, like, interviewing a kid that got touched inappropriately and they always say the penis? And where did he put his penis, Johnny? It just freaks me out, like the penis word. Ugh.
Okay. All right, Marilyn, your turn.
Well, one time my fajole was real sore, and I was like, what the?
All right, you're done. You can't say it either.
No, no, here's my story. I don't know at what point to start the story. It's, I guess, I had gone, I was in my 20s. I had gone through a bad breakup. I was a little bit of a late bloomer, so I never learned how to drink really until I moved to LA.
And whoa, what?
Yeah.
I'll drink soda, or I mean, alcohol.
What?
I'm sorry. You said I got confused.
Oh, like for drinking alcohol. Like I didn't really do it in high school. I didn't, my first couple years were in art school. I didn't really drink. When I came to LA, that's how I learned how to social drink. I was really poor in San Francisco. And in LA, like people would go out to bars and people would hang out and it was rounds of drinks. And so I was like a social drinker. And then I went to this bad breakup and I went to the next level in my sort of drinking and would lead to like my most serious drug use was hanging out with these certain people after this breakup. It was a really fun time, but it was a really crazy time. I'm just building up to this. What happened was I was out in the middle of the day at the Formosa bar at like during the day drinking at like lunchtime. And then I was like, I knew I had an audition, but the guys that I was hanging out with, they would come to pick me up in their truck that had like, it was like a Jeep kind of a truck with no roof. And it was like really fun because it was like a four-wheel drive and we would just like go do crazy stuff. And so during the day, I didn't want to say no to like the social hanging out. So I knew I had this audition, but you know, it's like when you're drinking, you're just like, whatever, what's like, one or two drinks or like two and a half drinks or whatever. It's not a big deal. And so I end up going to this audition in the late afternoon for the Larry Sanders Show. And it was in front of Gary Shandling and the head writer, John Rigi. And I didn't realize, my stories are like, I haven't really said this story, but like, you know, it was like really cool and fun until the second I walked in that door. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm totally buzzed right now. And luckily there wasn't material really with that particular part. So it was Gary Shandling going, what's up with you? And I'm like, I don't know, what's up with you? And like, he was delightful and the head writer was delightful. And I ended up getting the job and like, nobody really knew that I had done that, but I knew and it felt bad, but I just like got my way through it and did get the job.
See, this is more Mary Lynn. Like, I don't know if you guys knew, but I had a few drinks before the audition.
Dude, it means she would have never driven off on that guy. I'm gonna look like a psychopath for being like, yeah, that kid, he got bit. That's gonna be the lie, huh? Damn it, I'm a weirdo. All right, well. How you guys feeling about this?
Well, I don't have an issue believing that you would drink before an audition, but to be in the back of, like, in a Jeep that has no top and fuck your hair up before an audition?
Well, you have to understand it. Like that, I appreciate you're going after like the details of the story, but that opens up a whole Pandora's box. You have to understand what I was like when I moved to LA.
Is this the 80s or 90s or what is this?
Fuck you, Rocco.
No, because it's normal to drink 10 times, you know, for an audition.
Well, no, now yeah, it's like all the like 20s, it was the 90s. But yeah. My point is, I did not act like a lady. I did not. It's only now that I respect the situation. Like at the time, I was like, I don't know. Like I would wear like thrift store, like a men's extra large t-shirt. And I remember seeing, yes, please. Yes, Rob.
What do you mean you had to learn how to socially drink? Don't you just go into a bar and order a drink and then just start like dancing?
No, not all people do that.
Is that a skill? That's an actual skill?
For some people, that is a skill. Some people that do not know how to be social in the world.
What does that mean? Saying that in San Francisco, they didn't go to bars and socially drink.
Well, no, I did hang out in bars in San Francisco. I love this sidetrack to the story that has nothing to do with the lie or not. But like in San Francisco, I was like so poor that I would eat one burrito per day and I would go out to the bar, but I would have one pint. And like a third of the way through the pint, I was like, woo! So I didn't really get my drink on. Yes, Rocco.
Was it what kind of what? Like a vodka or what was your thing?
That the day of the audition, it was a vodka tonic, but I, you know, I tried
it. Did you
it
say
on.
That? Did you, because I have ADD. Did you
no,
say
I
that?
Did not say
okay.
that.
How old were you then?
20. I mean, oh Jesus. I like at least 26.
That's an odd drink for someone that young, right? That's an odd drink.
I don't know. I drank Southern Comfort.
Yeah.
That got to do with anything. There's a cherry in that, for Christ's sake.
I mean, I would do, like, some nights it would be, when I was learning how to drink, I remember it was, like, shots of Jägermeister and a beer. You know, so it was, like, be a shot and a beer. But a nice, respectable daytime drink with a vodka is, like, has a little zing to it. It's not heavy like a beer. It's, like, it takes you up a notch. It's a nice, light.
It's a skinny girl drink, and you've always been a skinny girl.
Thank you. No, I mean, I'm saying like, if you drink, well, tequila is a different story, but I would say, I understand what you're saying. Like vodka is not like a young person's drink, but the mentality of your drinking is like a vodka is a lighter drink than a beer or a shot or.
It doesn't fill you up either. You can get all, you can get it buzz quicker. It doesn't make you all bloated. You can just get right to the point.
Yeah. It was kind of a weird choice now that we're discussing it at length.
So were you worried that they were going to find out that you were drinking or that you were a little drunk?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's all I could think about. And it like, I feel it took definitely took away from being present in the room.
And Gary Shandling was there. What was he like?
He is the best. He's the best. He's one of those people that like has a vision for what he wants and goes for it. And has the ability to do so, to get himself in the position where he can execute his vision. He's the best.
He's the best. Yeah, he is the best.
And was that the first time meeting him and or John Rigi?
Yes.
I'm going to say this story is a lie.
I'm going to say it's a true because Mary's kind of like a big deal. So I think it's this is the true story.
Okay. Well, let's have Michael Evans.
You.
Recap.
We'll do Rocco first.
Thank you for joining us. Sure, do Rocco first.
All right, man. So in Rocco's first story, he saw that there was naked yoga in Toluca Lake, and he thought there'd be like a lot of hot girls there. So he signed up. He showed up early, picked out an outfit that would look cool, taking off in the locker room. And he gets there. Everyone's like a dude in a sweaty train wreck, but he's like, let's do it anyway, even though there's no hot girls. And during it, his balls become like a mace. They're smacking him in the thigh and shit and in the ankle. And it's tough because downward dog and you're rolling your nuts and all of that. Right.
Yeah.
And then, like the naked instructor homie comes over and he comes to adjust Rocco, right? And he's got his balls sitting on his back and Rocco's pulled the balls. He doesn't know how big the balls are, but they're there. And Rocco did finish the session because he had paid the $35, but he never came back. in his second story, he's had a lot of pandemic time at home, so he's playing with the old Bra Jewel, right?
No, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
All right, he's playing. All right, he's playing. Rocco's playing. Rocco's playing with his piece. And he feels he's feeling a speed bump up top like a pellet, right? And he gets Simon on the horn because Simon is gay. Well, we think that's the reason at first that he would call Simon. But Simon goes, don't worry, I've had this before. It's a cyst. You could just go down to wherever they'll remove it, right? So he goes to the VA, and the VA is like, we shouldn't take it out of there. And Rocco's like, yeah, but I want it out of there. So he calls Simon back, and Simon, you remember from before, Simon, he's like, yo, actually, I'm also a guy that works at a plastic surgery place, so I'll book you an appointment here at my own place, which is what Simon should have done in the first place, is how I feel. And then basically you get there, Rocco gets there, there's a bunch of dudes hanging around touching his dick. None of them are doctors, right? Then the doctor finally comes in, and he hits him with the needle right in the helmet to get it all numb, right? And he's herking it, jerking it around and getting a bigger tool. He's like, I think I got it. I must have popped it. And I think that's all the closure Rocco got on his...
$800.
Let me ask you this, Rocco. On the naked yoga class, did you pay for the class before or after?
After.
And I can't believe that this would go on in Toluca Lake. Like, I could see that going on in Santa Monica, but I can't see naked yoga happening in...
It was in Toluca Lake. I will take you there, Felicia. I will take you there.
You should have taken...
You can actually go now. They were actually meeting up still with the whole quarantine.
Do you have to sign a release for being naked?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a screening process. You know what I mean? It's a whole.
Okay. No. But then my second question is to Jess. Does it make sense that he would go to the VA and that he would go to another doctor? So the VA did not pay for you to go to the other doctor in Beverly Hills, right?
No, I had to pay out of pocket.
So, but $800 for a doctor to touch your brajol?
Hey, you don't say it.
Okay. You don't say it either.
It seems like it should be more money for a Beverly Hills doctor to touch it.
Yeah, but if it's just a cyst, I mean, I can't see them charging that much. It's an inpatient procedure, right, to work on the...
But Toluca Lake is weird, man. There's like a lot of Toluca Lake's weird. They would never do naked yoga in Santa Monica. The valley is weird. They'll never do naked yoga in Santa Monica.
Now I can't.
Absolutely.
This fucking story is a lie.
100%.
You got me thrown for a loop.
All right, let's take a vote.
They will never ever do naked yoga in Santa Monica. Trust me on that.
All right. I think
everybody's too hot. Everybody's too hot in Santa Monica. The hot people are never naked, man.
Mm-hmm. See how he does that?
Yeah.
But is that a lie or does that mean it's the truth?
Yeah.
I believe naked yoga.
Believe naked yoga? What about you, Marilyn?
They both sound crazy. And he does like talk on like that, so you can't tell.
Fucking good.
But to say Brajul like 50 fucking times?
I think the penis
You cannot say Brajul enough, okay?
I don't. It was never resolved, and $800 is a lot.
To have someone touch your penis and stab it and poke it and pull it.
A few people. He was assaulted.
I'm gonna say that the yoga is a lie, only because I think he still does naked yoga.
No way, man. No way.
I bet he's an instructor.
My cool yans. Okay, I'm going to use the Italian word. My cool yans.
I say not take that joke abuse. As the truth.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to say, the brochure thing, that was too crazy. Yeah, over and over, like a nervous tick. I'm going to say that's the lie. I think that's what Marilyn is saying, too, that's the lie.
I don't agree.
Okay. What about you, Michael Evans? I'm sorry, didn't.
I believe the yoga story.
Yeah, Mama Bird, one or two is the lie. One is the lie. So you're with us? Oh, you're with Jessica. All right, Rocco, which story is the lie?
Now the doctor thing is true. The doctor thing is true.
Word.
Doctor thing is true. I got a scar. I'll show you. It really is true. I went to Rock Spa. Rock Spa in Beverly Hills. I paid $800.
At a spa?
It's called Rock Spa. It's a plastic surgery clinic.
Okay.
I knew the guy, so he gave me a better deal, you know? It was going to be like $1,500.
Okay.
But for real, I felt like one of my friends could have did it the way they were pulling it out. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, I passed out. Okay. I was so nervous. And he's like, oh, you can't whack off for 3 weeks. I'm like, 3 weeks? Are you kidding me? $800 and I can't whack off for 3 weeks? It's a pandemic?
Oh, this just happened?
It happened like a month and a half ago.
And all right.
Wow.
You know, because when all this stuff's going on, everything's heightened. You're all nervous. You know, me anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really that big of a deal. It was just like this Bavarian cyst.
I thought you had COVID penis.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I had the COVID.
COVID,
the penis. Yeah. My penis took a temperature. It was running hot. It was coughing a little bit.
Is that a headache?
Yeah, headache.
All right, Michael, let's do Marilyn's stories.
Did I win?
Well, you win.
You're a winner.
All right, Marilyn's first story. In her first story, they used to have this dog, a French Briere. Is that how you say it? Named Ginger, very sweet dog, big pussy of a dog, right? And they're at the Woodland Hills dog park, and they let Ginger off the leash. And Ginger's a herding dog, naturally, instinctively, or whatever. And basically, Ginger tries to herd a kid on a scooter, herds him right in the fucking thigh. Dad's freaking out, right? Maybe broke the skin. Mary Lynn's kind of freaking out. She's willing to give it all. She's over there like, what can we do? What can we do? And then at some point, the husband makes his way over from the kid and the whole bite scene over to Mary Lynn and goes, yo, get the dog, get the fucking car, pull up. I'm going to run. We'll make a break for it, never to be seen again. We're off with this thing scot-free. Story number two, she was kind of a late bloomer, didn't learn how to drink socially until she got to L.A., right? And so this is in her 20s after a bad breakup. It was a pretty heavy time, a lot of fun, but a little too crazy, and a little bit of drug use, a lot of drinking. It's the middle of the day, and she's drinking at Formosa Bar. She liked riding around with these dudes with the top down in like a four-wheel drive truck, just really getting it, right? And she wants to have a couple drinks, but she wants to cruise with the boys. So she has the drinks anyway, but she's got an audition for the Larry Sanders Show later that day. And she just goes anyway, kind of drunk. And luckily it went fine, which is that realistic ending makes that story feel true.
I think the second story is the lie.
Really?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of it's such a benign story. Like, oh, I got the part anyway. It worked out. It was great. The first story.
Is that a strategy? I don't know what I want to believe, right? I want to believe that they were like, let's bail on this dog bite situation. That's so fun and edgy to believe, but you guys know her a little better, making it sound like she just wouldn't do some shit like that.
I don't feel like she would.
She looks like a name dropper, so I'm going to go with the Shandling story.
The name drop if you can, right?
Hell yeah, I would. Shit.
All right, Mama Bird, what do you think? Which story do you think is a lie? One or two? Number one is a lie?
Yeah, I'm with Mama Bird.
God, I'm so terrible at my own game.
I think one is a lie. Two is the truth.
Yeah.
Well, Felicia, you're not terrible at your own game because number two is the lie. What's up?
So you did? Yeah, you bailed on that dog bite.
I failed on the dog bite. Listen, I did go drunk to an audition, but it was for Suddenly Susan, and I did not get the part.
Okay.
But never go drunk to meet Gary Shandling. Are you kidding me? You knew it, Felicia.
Yes.
And no way.
When he was first casting that show, he came to the comic store, and then some other comic was like, you should watch. I might have been doing comedy 6 months. He was like, this guy was like,
so you can do that? You can like hybrid stories and then switch the endings and it's not a real story? I didn't know that. I thought you had to come up with a whole different story. I came up with that whole yoga story. I practiced, I rehearsed it. And then she's over there, you know, just change the ending of a real story.
That's right.
Come on, Mary. That's Bush League. That's Bush.
I was too nervous. I had a completely made up story because I'm staying in this bed and breakfast, this Bed Bath & Beyond. Airbnb. I'm staying in an Airbnb because I'm selling my
house.
I'm not rich and I'm at scale after 30 years in the business. But I wanted to make up a story about seeing a dead cockroach And this should have been a good fake story, but then I got afraid. I admire you.
Mary, it's hard to make up a story about how I wanted to eat my son.
And I eat
Mary,
the
chocolate. There's a pandemic going on here. Okay? Nothing to do. You can't make up a story. You can't make up a story.
Hybrid.
Hold on. Now, what kind of dog was that again?
A French Briard, the best dog ever.
Making me hungry. Sounds like something I would eat.
French Briard sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It was a French Brajou.
Put some Nutella on that. Put some Nutella on that thing.
French Brajou.
Brajou.
Big dick.
Put some Nutella on that French Briard.
Hybrid story, always.
You guys have been amazing guests. Thank you so much for spending part of your pandemic with us. We certainly appreciate it. What do you guys got shaking? Is there anything you would like to direct people to that you might want them to watch or anything?
Come to my Instagram at Mary Lynn Rice Cub. I'm doing the news every day, but then I stopped because I was freaking out about Black Lives Matter. I'm back on the news. I'm going to be on a show on TBS called Comedy Tournament on June 21st.
Ooh. What is it called?
Comedy Tournament. It's a comedy competition.
Wow. Where's that going to be on TV?
TBS, what? June 21st.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what about you, Rocco? What you got?
Just, I got a bunch of stuff going on. Just follow me on Instagram, Rocco Comedy, ROCCOComedy at gmail.com, and Twitter as well, and Facebook page, Rocco Comedy, ROCCOComedy, and then I have all my stuff on there.
Okay. And is your penis okay now?
I don't have a penis. I have a black toe.
Oh no! He got us again.
All right, thank you, Mama Bird, for playing along. Michael, where can people follow you and catch you up at?
Follow my Instagram at Michael Evans LOL, and everything I got going on is on there. Follow me up.
All right, and I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. Jessica?
Follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything, and you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe you.
You're the real liar. Please stand up.
What? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.